There's nothing you can do to be more God's child. There's nothing, you can't make no more money, you can't get no new more career. And watch this, here go the sweet part. There's no wrong you can do to not be a child.
This week, our show is brought to you by our partner in crime, Organifi. Organifi is an organic superfood supplement line that makes quality, trusted nutrition convenient and accessible. Their most popular product, Green Juice, can supercharge your life, restore that glow, and help you feel decades younger in just 30 seconds per day without having to worry about shopping for ingredients, mixing and blending them, and then cleaning up afterwards. All ingredients are USDA organic, vegan-friendly, and made without GMO ingredients, gluten, or soy. Where else can you get superfoods like chlorella, moringa, spirulina, wheatgrass, ashwagandha, and turmeric, just to name a few? So make sure you guys check it out at www.Organifi.com/success. That's Organifi.com/success.
I wake up every single day, I am who I say I am, and I get what I get because I live in beast mode. Stop being gazelles, you're not average. You're not even good, you were born to be great.
What's going on, everybody? Listen, before we get all the head mail, let me just explain. I know it's the second week now that we haven't been together, but trust me, y'all about to find out why as soon as we get back together, man. But watch this. We got something super special for y'all. This is a really special episode. We went to Mexico, man, with the Make Real Estate Real family reunion, and we talked about it, guys. But man, y'all didn't get all the stuff that happened. So we literally going to bring some of the content from E's presentation, from Maul's presentation, some stuff that was, I'm telling y'all, some life-changing content is about to happen, man. So get ready, buckle up. I promise we're not going to disappoint y'all. So enjoy the show, man. And I promise, guys, I promise y'all going to find out why we slacking, and we'll be back soon.
There, real quick. Just kind of take it all in, the sun, the water. I remember the first time I saw something like this, I was in... It was 92. I went to Bermuda. And it was the first time I had not been surrounded by concrete. You know, being from Chicago, Detroit, it's a lot of concrete. And so when I went to Bermuda, it was the first time I had actually seen, like, we went out so far, you couldn't see anything but the water. And that was the first time I remember, like, feeling, like, not just hearing, but feeling, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. I believe.
I am a child
of the Most High.
Of the Most High.
I take privilege in taking care of my kids. Does that make sense to y'all? I take privilege. Somebody was like, why you ain't getting a scholarship? I paid for my kids to go to school. I take privilege in the fact I paid for them to go to school. They don't owe nobody.
Yes.
You don't owe nobody. And I mean that when I say I don't want nobody saying to them, you owe me. I took pride in paying for them. I took pride in buying the car. God takes privilege in taking care of his babies.
Yes.
It's an honor for him to do it. But most of us won't let him do it. Anybody got that child that you try to, when they came out the womb, they're like, give me my bottle. Get out of here. Give me my food. Like, go sit down somewhere. They try to change their own diaper. They're like, you can't change your diaper. They like, move. I'm trying to change this. So number two, let go and let God spoil you. Let go, let God spoil you. Let God just hook you up. All right? Say it with me. I'ma
let go.
And let God.
And let God.
I'ma
let go.
And let God.
And let God.
I'ma
let go.
And let God.
And let God.
Come on, breathe in. Breathe out. Come on, breathe in. Breathe out. There's nothing you can do to be more God's child. There's nothing. You can't make no more money. You can't get no new more career. And watch this. Here go the sweet part. There's no wrong you can do to not be a child. I seen people ready to kill. My wife be watching that stuff on TV. I watch people outside ready to murder my man for murdering their daughter. And mama's still in there protecting her son.
Yeah.
Everybody in there, mama like, that ain't my baby. Can I speak? I know he's going to jail for life, but can I speak? He wasn't always like this. He wasn't always a murderer. Mom, like, that's my baby. I don't want y'all to see my, that's my, my man just murdered somebody. How dare you? Mom, like, that's my baby.
Yeah.
So I need you to understand something. There's no right you can do to be more God's child. There's no wrong you can do to be less God's child. You just stuck with God.
Yes.
You just stuck with him. And you get to decide how you play this thing out. It's on you. All the blessings that you don't get, that's because of your limited thinking. That don't got nothing to do with him. You decided that this is all you could have. You made that decision. This is the only place you could live. You let somebody tell, you let somebody else tell you what you could and could not do. Success will destroy you more than poverty will destroy you, because you can do more evil more often when you got money. So God wants you to wait so that when you give it, he gives it to you, you have it forever. He don't want you to have it for a time season. What Maul is teaching you is that when you get it and you have the pillars, it's not going to crash. Let's not forget the house in Miami. That joker clapped, but it was right by the ocean. Had all the palm trees, but the structure wasn't strong. And in the middle of the night, 55 families lost their family members. God don't want you to build it and it fall. He don't want you to build it and it crumble. He wants you to build it and it stay there forever. So all, for those of you who have a patience problem and a faith problem, raise your hand right now. God's going to release you right now. Father, we come in the name of Jesus Christ. We believe what you said. If parents know how to give good gifts, then how much more will your heavenly Father? But I'm not about to give Jada the keys to my truck at 10. But it doesn't mean I'm not going to give her the keys to the truck. She's going to get the keys to the truck when she's mature enough to drive the vehicle. And there are those of us who want it before we mature enough. So help us to stop focusing on the cash and focus on the character. Help us to stop focusing on the cash, to getting the property so we can make the money, and focus on the character that will sustain the cash. The character that will sustain the relationships. The character that will not build with one hand and tear down with the other. Give us the character we need. So take away the wandering eye. Help us to stop looking at what other people are doing. Help us to stop looking at their timetable and get our pace. Lord, I know I can run 10 miles, Lord, a day, but I can only run 10 miles a day at my pace. I can't run it at Carl's pace. I can't run it at Maul's pace. I can't run it at CJ's pace. I can run it. I just can't run it at their pace. And too many of us in this room are trying to run at the world's pace, at our siblings' pace, at our friends' pace. Lord, you've given us a pace. Help us to run our race in your pace and finish the line, finish the race, Lord. So bless everybody that's impatient right now. Give them patience. Help them to wait and know that God will withhold no good thing. God will withhold no good thing from those who believe and live upright. You will withhold no good thing.
Woo. You ready? You ready?
Yes, yes.
Let's go.
Make real estate real. What's up? Man, y'all, I can't believe this. Oh, I can't believe this, man. This has been a long time coming, man. I mean, I'm up here, man, just looking at y'all, and a lot of y'all, I have not seen your face before. It's crazy. Make Real Estate Real started like years ago. And it's crazy because a lot of y'all know it started probably about like 2 years ago. The course came out 2 years ago, but it actually started in a squad car. Just riding around in the police car, wanting more for myself. And to see all of you guys here, it's just amazing, man. It's a true testament what God can really do. When I researched legacy, it says that legacy focuses on what will endure. This is important. Legacy focuses on what will endure. It's about passing things of lasting value to those who will live on after us. Guys, what will endure? What are you doing in your life that will endure? You don't want to just pass on without leaving something to the next generation. See, that's why those five pillars that I talk about are so important. Faith, family, finance, fitness, and freedom. I am passing on all five of my pillars to my family. It's important. I need you guys to write down what is it that you're going to pass on. The thing about it is you have to start now. You got to start now. If you're not starting now, then by the time when the doctor give you that death sentence, it's going to be too late for you to just go all of a sudden say, all right, I want to create a legacy. You have to start your legacy now. So every time I'm out here and I'm looking at properties, I'm not just taking myself. I'm taking along every single ancestor that sacrificed. I'm taking along all of the future children and grandchildren that I will never, great-grandchildren I will never meet. But see, the thing is that when I see my children right now, I understand that the future is inside of them. When I pray for my kids, I cover them. I put my hand over them. I'm not just covering them. I'm covering descendants that I will never meet. When I'm buying properties, when I'm investing, when we're setting up our children, I am not just setting them up. I am setting up grandkids and great-grandkids and people that I'll probably never meet one day. I need you guys, when you out here buying your properties, I need you to have legacy on your mind. I need you to understand that you have a responsibility. For everybody that ever carried your name, you got a responsibility to do it for them. The baton that was given to you is only yours for a short period of time. You cannot take that baton with you when you die.
Some of you have not gone back and said you're sorry. You're trying to blow up financially without dealing with the fact that you messed up. Go and tell your business partner you're sorry. Go tell them you're sorry. Go tell somebody you messed up. Confess. Confess. God ain't gonna let you blow up with all that weight. He said sins and weights that so easily, not just sins. Other stuff that you've done that wasn't right, you gotta fix it. Confess. Humble yourself. Make amends. Make adjustments. Whatever they're telling you to do, correct it, fix it, repair it. I think that was the last one. One more time. Confess, say it with me. Confess. Humble yourself. Make amends. Make adjustments. Confess. Correct. Fix. Repair. You remember when he was on that mountain, God was like, go and give me your son. I need you to make the greatest sacrifice. I need your son. I need everything. You got to make this right. You had a child illegitimately. You had this child. We got to fix it. We got to make it right. I'm going to need your son. I'm going to need his life. I need you to fix this. You messed up. Your wife don't need to go. You the one messed up. Take your son to the top of the mountain. I'm taking your son's life. Sacrifice him. Abraham was like, all right, I got it. I messed up. I got to make this sacrifice. I got to make this right. I don't know how God is going to replace him. I don't know how this thing is going to work out, but this is what you want. I'll give it to you. God is going to ask you when we leave here, he's going to ask you to leave something here in Mexico and don't take it back. He's going to ask you to confess something, to fix something, to make amends, to sacrifice it, to leave it here. And the cool thing is while Abraham was going up with his son on one side to take his son's life, the ram was coming up on the other side. I'm telling you, if you let that thing go and you sacrifice it, that thing you need, it's also on this side. You just can't see it. And when you let go of Isaac, that thing is going, for me, when I let go, God brought me CJ. When I let it go, God brought me Jamal. When I let it go, God brought me those executors in my life to help me to get the results that I needed to get. What is God asking you to sacrifice? And the bigger question is, are you willing to sacrifice it so you and your family and their family and your friends can get on the left side? On the left side of legacy. Y'all ready? Yeah. Come on, left side.
Left side.
Come on, left side.
Left side.
Come on, left side.
Left side.
Of legacy.
Legacy.
Come on, left side.
Left side.
Come on, left side.
Left side.
Left side.
Left side.
Of legacy.
Legacy.
One person, that person is you. Let's go.
What's going on, world? Welcome to another edition of the Secret to Success podcast. I'm your host, CJ, joined as always by the Bayesian sensation, Mr. Carl Wesley Phillips.
What's going on, y'all? What it do?
I got Dr. King in the building one time. Flex on him.
Yeah,
let
show
him see the
muscles.
Come on, come on. All right, come on.
The
give
Mexico
it up for Dr.
Muscles.
King. Yes.
Hey, I'm telling CJ now, don't mess with me. I got my Make Real Estate Real people here.
That's right. That's right.
Come on,
that's right. That's right.
No, this is home field advantage right now, bro.
Sit down. Sit down. Back up a little bit so I can see. There we go. Let's circle this thing out.
Biceps in the way.
All right. Yes, they are, actually. E.T. is in the building. Y'all give it up one time for E.T. So if y'all want to know why I really did that, because I know E hates to do that, so I was like, yo, let me make him do that. But I'm really doing it because fair or foul, E got more money than Mansa Musa. But yet, some kind of way has to call me every day for all my Netflix logins, Hulu, DirecTV, NFL package, NHL package.
That's why I still got money, because I ain't spending none of mine.
Five. I'm like, yo, E, the Netflix is like $13 a month for like the premium joint. And you know, here's the bad thing about it. E travels so much. It's like every other day, it's like, you have a new login from Dominican Republic. Is this you? I got to call E and be like, yo, you in the DR? He'd be like, yeah, my
that's
bad.
Me, that's me.
That's me and Didi, my bad. So I'm just like, no, how you got, come on, man. So I'm carrying all the subscriptions.
I just want to make sure that we're good. The last time we were on stage together, who listens to the podcast for real, for real?
Yeah.
So the last time we were on stage together, Didi almost died. So I just want to make sure you don't need a break.
She did. I apologize to Didi.
Break before we get
and you want to bring up old stuff.
I just want to make sure that we're good. That's all.
Hey, I need Carl. To change seats, dog.
Hey, well, love keeps no records.
I know that's right.
Facts.
I know
that's
right. Right or wrong. You know what I'm saying? Amari, don't act like your stomach been in the best shape every time we get together.
Hey, that Metal Musil thing happened one time. Now, why do you keep bringing up old stuff, bro?
I'm sorry. Carl started the chain reaction. Tried to divert. I had said earlier, you know, it was crazy to come in, and we've been doing this together for so long. You know, I walked in yesterday, and we've done this a million times, so I'm used to a feel. And I got in yesterday, and I called you and told you, I was like, wow, it's all Make Real Estate Real stuff. Like, usually I'm used to the grind gear, I'm used to eat. Like, at one point, we weren't even sure if you were going to be able to make it. I said, and E is to be, you know, I'm going to get serious. You know, y'all know I try to play it first. I'm going to get serious now. Marl always likes to use the quote, one man's obedience is tied to so many other people's destiny. And because E is who he is, I get a little upset when people try to tie E to other influencers, right? Like they try to be like, oh, E, and then this person. And I said, the thing that you can name motivational speech, I don't care who they are. Nobody has the tree of people that have come behind him and then began to impact the world in their own way as E. And so when you look at what Maul's doing, that's a result of E being obedient to what God called him to do. And so E, I just wanted you to kick us off.
You know what I'm saying? Maul.
Like y'all can name a lot of other people and name them. Name who's with them. They doing it by themselves or for themselves. And E, now another, you know, manifestation of, you know, the goal you had that we set forward years ago. How does it feel to walk in and just
see? Yeah, you know, it's crazy, Maul. I saw the, I was in the room. So I saw, I guess you must have, you know, everybody was eating or something. And you saw the video. And I was just like, I put on there fire. And I was just like, man, that's crazy. And I don't know if this is the truth or not. I'm not 100% sure. But for the first time in my life, I met with an agency. Because I wanted to do like voiceovers for like, you know, animated or whatever. And they were asking me like, can you advertise on your whatever? And I was like, yo, bro, I can't prostitute my people. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know, and I haven't heard back from them. You feel what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, I hope that wasn't what it was, right? You know what I'm saying?
He like, references ain't always like, yeah. You know what I mean? It's like they're a little harsh sometimes.
Yeah,
like,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay, well.
I'm just like, I don't know. So when I saw this though, Maul, I was geeked because I was like, most of the people in the industry are not either connected to God or they don't really see how talented and gifted they are. And like, they don't have to sell their soul for a bowl of beans. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, everything is like, if you got a million people, 2 million people, just like sell, get their money, whatever. And I just was tripping when I saw this. I was like, yo, Maul is literally, and I can't say I've done this. I know I've blessed people in terms of their character, in terms of their relationship with the Lord, but I don't know that I've necessarily put people in a financial position to be blessed. And so when I saw the thing and I came in here, I was like, wow, like Maul is really helping people. Not like they got to give you half their money in order to, you know what I'm saying? I just did a book deal, y'all. I'm just being real. White dude that's helping me was like, yo, E, you got beat. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I'm just being real. Like if you was a white male, you would have got 7 figures for that. You know what I'm saying? He like, you got half a mil, you should have got 7 figures for that. And the 50-50 split. You know, and I was like, yo, I'm black.
Keep
I'm tripping.
A white
yeah.
best.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, the yeah, theme just continues. You know what yeah. I'm saying? Yeah. Shout out to Josh.
Yeah.
You should have called Josh.
Yeah, no, I'm just being real. So I literally just told him, like, look, the fact that I was able to get a half a mil, the fact that I was able to negotiate and get 50-50, like, I'm not tripping. You know, but even with that deal, it's like they trying to get what they can get from me. And it's like, yo, this ain't even your story. Like, this ain't even your life. Why are you trying to take half of my money? And I see what you're doing. It's such a blessing because their blessings are not necessarily have to be attached to yours. Like if they make $2 million from this, $3 million for that, buy a house for this, you ain't like, give me 50% of it. And it's just a blessing to man to see somebody helping people just to help people, like really trying to take people to the next level, give out all your information, all your insight. And it's just a blessing because the Bible does say, you talk about, like he was like years ago, like, E-man, I'm just trying to get in a circle with people, whatever. Well, we trying to attract people like you, like with your character, with your wife's character, your kids, like we trying to attract that. And so, man, it's just so refreshing just to know that they're going to be blessed and their kids are going to be blessed. And then, you know, I work in this industry, so I work with cats who do what you do. They don't give out as much information as you give out, and they charge you like 20 bands, 30 bands, easy. And they ain't getting half of what you're giving to people. So I just want to say, man, love you. Appreciate your integrity, bro, your vision. And to be honest with you, you making us look good. Like, I never had this vision right here. So for real, y'all, give it up for Maul. King family as a whole, man. This is huge, bro.
Y'all know Maul a crier, so you know what I'm saying? I see
that's
it.
Why he's sitting next to me.
Y'all might
that's
not
why
be
he can't sit
it.
Next to C, cuz.
But that thing yeah. holding on by a thread.
I'm sitting next to me, Maul. He got all the joking and the teasing all over there on that side.
Carl, how are you, sir?
I'm good. I am extremely
How do you feel about
good.
This?
So, and I'll say this, I'll continue where E left off. Like, Maul and I have conversations all the time, but I remember, Maul, there was a time that you called, and we were talking about legacy. Yeah. And Maul said to me, in no uncertain terms, why do you think I talk to you like this every time we talk? And I didn't understand him at first, but he said to me, like, yo, if this is the last time that I talk to you, you would have gotten everything that I had. If either one of us don't make it to the next phone call, like, I don't feel like I left nothing back. So this is the person, again, I'm saying, he not doing it just for me. That's what this whole event is about. So I'm just saying thank you for your passion, you could have done this just for your family.
Yeah.
Easy. I'm just saying most people would do it for their family, and I wouldn't be mad. But you've taken it upon yourself. You said it earlier, to protect and to serve beyond the badge. So I'm just saying me to you, my family to yours, man, thank you.
Word. And
Uh-oh.
I just want to say, from the bottom of my heart, even though you always wrong, like seriously, your points are terrible. You know, nothing you, like every time we debate, you lose. I still want to say that I love you, just like Carl and E, although I have my own way of showing it.
I just want to ask, when are we going to get, like, get a hold on our emotion. It's emotional. That's what it boils down to, because if you think about it, like for real, you think about the people that are in your lives that love you, you got enough history to document, like, yo, if I just stop right now, there's a moment, I'm going through something. It's emotions. And I'm saying as human beings, like it's three areas that we don't, I don't know what's going on. Physical, emotional, cognitive. Those are the three areas as human beings we got to master. That's it. Like it's three real things. But like, We look at kids, we want to whoop the kids when they're having tantrums and stuff, but that's what's happening. And we take the same thing into adulthood and we don't do nothing different. So I'm saying, I'm asking a question, like, how do we get control for real? Because it's emotional and we're letting emotions ruin our lives, like completely. We're letting them ruin our lives. How do we get control of that?
Yeah, it's funny, and I'll let Maul go as well, but I'm thinking as you're talking, and I'm thinking the first thing you got to do is, you know, cut the people who are in the deep end.
You trying to get a hold of yourself. Like some of y'all, like, you know, you always say, put the mask on yourself first. And some of y'all, you so busy taking care of everybody. And it's tough, man. And it's a balancing act because a lot of the times the people that are in the deep end are people who that have done things for us, right? Like the individual you talking about, you credit most of your life and your success too. So at what point do we get to a point where we feel like that debt has been paid? You know what I mean? Like, I think that's the biggest thing, because it's like, yo, I could be mastering myself and my cognitive and everything, but if I got to pick up the phone 3-4 times a day and deal with mess and deal with drama, you know what I'm saying? Like, it prevents me from going to that level. And so individuals in your life, and Mar, you could speak to it as well, that, you know, they have done things for you. This is somebody you grew up with. This is somebody who, you know, you was about to get into a fight with on the playground and they came through, knocked my man out. It's like, yo, that's like a debt you owe forever.
Yeah, that's why. But
that really happened, by the way, for me. Like, dude, I'm talking about dude came through straight, cleaned my man up. And to this day, I'm like, man, here go $5.
That's why, man, I ain't gonna lie. I don't really have anybody in my life that's doing that at this point. And it might be because, like, the assessment is for real. I'm such a high pilot where I don't think people, I think, I don't know if they're afraid to bring it to me like that or whatever, but it was
that.
The muscles, right. But it was that way in the past. It was that way I'm talking about. I felt like, even though with all of the success y'all heard me having and doing all these things, I felt like I was drowning because it was so much heavy weight outside of me. I'm talking about, y'all remember when I first, the reason why I started coming to the conferences, because years before I even met you, years before I met any of y'all, I was praying for you guys. My wife can tell you, Camille can stand up right now and tell you, my prayer wasn't for more money. Money came easy. My prayer wasn't for a bigger house. My house was already large. My prayer wasn't for travel here. Me and Camille been around the world. My prayer was that God put me in a place with other brothers who can swim like me, who can run like me. You know, y'all heard me talk about the ninth mile mentality before. And that ninth mile mentality is something. It's where when you know, marathons, you know, whenever you do a marathon, when they shoot their gun, everybody just starts running, right? And then they let a group go before you, then another group go. And so you're not racing against the person that's next to you. You're racing against time. It's you against that clock. And so, you know, a lot of times you run a marathon, you might train with people, or you might train, and then other people might just run the race with you that you know, and they didn't put in as much work as you. So while you're running this marathon, they expect you to slow down. They expect you to stay. Let's stay together, man. We boys, let's stay together. We're gonna cross the finish line together. Everybody gonna be there waiting on us. But what you gotta realize is that the race is not against the person to the left or the right of you. The race is against that clock. And in your life, you hanging with people that's slowing you down. They slowing you down. The clock is still going on. You have a responsibility to your family that's waiting for you at the finish line. Your family is waiting for you. They need you to cross this finish line so y'all can take pictures, go home, do whatever y'all supposed to do. But your friends who didn't train like you, you know, they want you to slow down so that they can just finish the finish line with you, but you're not gonna finish the finish line with everybody. What I noticed with the ninth mile mentality is that while you're running the race, if you keep your pace, it's not that you are, if that person that you started the race with, if they're behind you, it's not that you slowed down. They you kept your pace. They didn't train for this race like you trained. And in life, that's the way it's gonna be. In life, what y'all doing? Y'all coming, y'all investing in yourself right now. Look what you're doing. You're making an investment to be in the building. I talk about your level of exposure will determine your level of success. You guys are getting exposure at its finest. And so everybody that's with you is not gonna cross the finish line that started with you, but guess what? On the ninth mile, you're gonna run across other individuals that train like you. You're gonna run across other individuals that stay disciplined. Other individuals that's got a love for God like you. And y'all gonna cross that finish line together. And so those other individuals that started with you, they're gonna say, man, you don't love me no more. We started this race together. You don't love me no more. It's not that I don't love you, but I love my family. I love my God. God got something bigger for me, and I gotta cross the finish line when I'm supposed to cross the finish line. And if it's not with you, well, hey, I'm gonna pray for you along your journey. But right now, I gotta continue to do what God called me to do.
Yeah. And you know what? See, we talk about it, for some communities, I don't, you know, I can't speak outside of the African American community. I'm sure it's in others, some others, but especially in our community, it's that, is it survivors, remorse, you know, and we got to deal with that. You know, you got to deal with the fact that we come from an environment where, you know, you may be the only one. You feel me? Like some communities, it might be like five of y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like we come from communities where we might be the only one. Like I look at my mom, my grandma had 14 children, like literally. And my aunts, you know, they my age. I got an aunt younger than me, some my age. They would still be trying to whip me. I'm like, you technically like a super cousin. You feel me? Like, you really like a super cousin. You ain't really my aunt. You know what I'm saying? I was a freshman, you was a senior. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so they might get mad when I say this. But my mother was the only one out of all of them that had a career. I didn't say a job. My grandma didn't even have a career. I'm talking about 401k, you know, the whole nine. And so what happens sometimes is when you're the only one, you kind of start feeling this thing of, man, I feel like I owe everybody or whatever. You know, and one of the things I had to realize is that, you know, and Jeremy said it today on the, the stories on Instagram, you know, a lot of people want my success, but they don't necessarily want, you know, my work ethic, you know. And I've been getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning for a long time. You know what God told me? God was like, you don't owe nobody. Like, you getting up at 3. Why would you think I'm going to bless you? You getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning having worship, and then you putting out videos. Like, you're literally making sure that the world is blessed. Like, you taking care of your family, and you trying to take care of everybody else's family. Like, you're doing that every day. Why would you think I'm going to bless somebody the same way what kind of God you think I am? You think I'm just giving out freebies? Like, I ain't giving out freebies even to save y'all. For God so that he gave his only begotten son. He like, I ain't giving out nothing for free. I killed my son for y'all to have life. So I used to be like, man, you know, God was like, you went and got a PhD, son. That don't make you better than nobody. You're not a better human, but you are more skilled than some people. So there are things that you're going to get that they not. If your cousin decided they didn't want to go to school, you know what I'm saying? And I'll be real. My daughter, I'd be feeling bad for my daughter because she one of them kids that's like, she handling her business. So she decided right after 4 years to go get her master's. And there's some people, oh, you're going to get your master's. You ain't got no boyfriend. You ain't doing this. You ain't doing that. And I just told my daughter, look, you're going to have some stuff in your 30s that some people are not going to have. In your 40s, you about to get your license and have your own practice. Plus, you got our legacy. Somebody like you about to be set for life. You decided not to go play. My daughter was 18 years old. She went, she came like not here, but in Mexico. All her friends were like, oh, it's your birthday. You ain't gonna drink. Her birthday's in March. It was spring break. She's like, no. Like she's like, yo, why y'all tripping? Like y'all drink. I'm not tripping on y'all. I don't. Why y'all trying to make me do something I don't want to do? I'm not trying to tell y'all not to do it. Right. And so as I look at my daughter, I'm like, yo, my daughter's getting stuff. She just called me, bro. Like my wife, like you saying stuff, but she just hit me like, dad, I got a fellowship when I graduate from the University of Michigan to study as a clinician under some of the big dogs. I'm like, U of M? She like, yeah. I'm like, go for it. Her mom was like, but what if I'm like, bump that. That's U of M. Like psychology. Go for it. I don't care how much it costs. I'll buy a property for the U of M boy. You feel me? I got to get a property to go for that. You know, but I'm looking at my daughter. I'm looking at this her second fellowship opportunity. And so that's like God saying, I'm going to bless some kid that didn't finish high school the way I bless your daughter. It don't make sense. She'd been going to school since she was 5 years old, putting in that work. So God just had to show me, you feel sorry for people, and that's misplaced. That's misplaced. First of all, that ain't even your job to bless people and take care of people. That's my job. Like, you trying to be a savior. That's not your job. Now, if I tell you to bless somebody, bless them, but I'm not telling you to be looking for people. And so I'm saying, God told me, there are blessings that you got for getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning. There are blessings you got for following me. There are blessings that you have now when you walk the face of the earth. There's just some things that happen to you because of decisions you made. Don't be mad when other people are not getting what you're getting. And don't be mad at me like I'm showing you favoritism. I'm not. They just decided to not give 120. So they're reaping the benefits of giving 50% at what they do. They reaping the benefits of giving 70% or 80%. They're reaping the benefits that you get when you do it and you stop. I told Carl the other day, bruh, I don't care how I feel. I ain't never stopped motivating.
I've never stopped giving the world what I never, today, my wife was like, call this person. I call about 5 or 6 20-year-olds just encouraging them, walking them through their schedule, showing love. The prison, met with somebody here. I don't know, they may not want me to say, but we met up, we talked, we prayed together. Like, God is like, why you think somebody who only look out for self is gonna get what you getting, son? Now they getting what they want. That's what they're doing. But I don't bless people because of the color of their skin. I don't bless people because they family last name. I don't bless people because their socioeconomic status. No, as a matter of fact, I don't even bless y'all. With the same measure you give. God said, don't get it twisted. I ain't even the one. Matter of fact, I remember when he healed somebody. She's like, thank you for healing me. He said, I ain't do that. A lot of people was here was sick. They ain't get healed. I just wasn't passing out healings. They didn't get healed. Well, why did I get healed? He said, your faith made you whole. They were sick too, but they didn't have the faith. And so, y'all, for real, as we move forward, we have to love on those people who've loved on us, but we ain't got to give them our soul. I told my mom, because my grandmother is sick, I said, Ma, you ain't no registered nurse, and you ain't getting paid for it. I said, man, I love grandma to life. If we need to put some money together to bring somebody to our house, because my grandma almost 90, she don't want to leave her house. I'm like, Ma, if we need to pay somebody to be at the crib because grandma don't want to leave, I get it. I said, but Ma, you got to do me a favor. You stressed out. Listen to me very closely. I love you. I said, hear me very closely. You can't give a life for a life, Ma. Grandma had her life. She 90. You 70. You might got 20-something left. You cannot give your life to grandma's life. You got to take care of these last 20, 30 that you're going to get. So just say it with me. I cannot give my life for another life. I gotta live my life. Cause this is the life God gave me. And I'ma live it to my best. And I'ma live it to my fullest. And then I'm gonna leave a legacy.
That's how you know the hip hop preacher in the building. Carl, won't you do a call back with the audience too, please? Anytime you're ready.
Carl, tell him that's not
I can.
Okay.
I will.
I will.
I must. Listen to the S2S podcast.
Hey, we out of here, y'all. We appreciate you. We'll see you next week.
I want you to focus on here right now. Don't you worry about when you get home. You make this, you concentrate on this opportunity. You don't worry about tomorrow. You concentrate on this opportunity with all your might, with all your soul.